You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we're coming into Halloween this week, right? Well, I know Halloween's not till next week, but I think all the Halloween parties that are supposed to happen is going to be this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's funny. I've been a variety of things for Halloween, and this year I'm going to be French maid. And I'm hoping to get the costume in the next couple days. It's not supposed to be too sultry. It's supposed to be something I could still, you know, I'm looking at it as a black and white dress, right? I got the stockings, I got the arm, I got the little feather duster. I'm gonna try the whole French maid thing. Why not? Yeah, and it looks clean. It looks like it's not a turtleneck by any means, so I'm gonna be trying that. But what I really want to try are all the candies that the kids get. You know, I can't really get candy when you trick-or-treat, you know. In high school, we used to go trick-or-drink, you know. In college, we used to do that, where we'd walk around with a big brandy glass and, you know, have people pour. You go trick-or-drink, you drink, go to the next house, trick-or-drink. By third, fourth house, you're wasted. Not something that I would recommend as a doctor. I don't think people should be drinking on Halloween. Remember, if we're going to be talking about all the candy and the fun stuff today, we're also going to have to talk about all the bad stuff. Halloween is one of the worst times ever throughout the year for kids getting hit by cars. So we'll need to talk about that later in the week. But we have the yummiest, most favorite Halloween candy, as well as the worst Halloween candy. Many of you already know what we're talking about in terms of the worst Halloween candy, right? Like when you get these little dum-dums. Nobody wants dum-dums. We want big, juicy chocolate bars. No dum-dums. So we're going to talk about that. Then I was watching the news today. President Obama was back on the air. I think he was speaking out of the Rose Garden, trying to talk to people about these exchanges. Apparently, the exchanges were such a big cluster that Washington has now had to hire certain tech groups to come on and help fix the millions of dollars already spent on these websites, and then obviously we're spending millions more fixing these websites. I just find it a little odd that here President Obama is up there on national TV, obviously being seen globally, talking to us about numbers, phone numbers, where to call, and, you know, almost talking about the you know, housekeeping type stuff. You know, whenever there's a speaker, you know, the housekeeping stuff will happen after the speaker. I speak at a lot of events, and I don't mind if it happens before. Where they're like, look, guys, don't forget, you know, you need to go to our website and check this out, or follow us on Twitter, or don't forget to sign up for the bake sale, all that. But the speaker is supposed to just speak the meaty things, okay? Once you start to talk about housekeeping, it just seems to diminish the power of the presentation. And we're noticing President Obama is, you know, speaking a lot of housekeeping type stuff. You know, why is he giving out phone numbers? Why, you know, when somebody watches the president speak, you don't sit there with a stenopad to write down logistical information. Where's the website, etc. It's just, I don't know, it seems a little odd. It seems a little unpresidential. If we have this much of a cluster with these exchanges, maybe we should have other forms of ways to get the information to people. But it just, to me, seemed a little weird. Then, apparently, blue meth is on the market now. My guess is blue meth taken after the Breaking Bad. But apparently, cops have already busted drug dealers with blue meth, taken after the whole Walter White's Breaking Bad sort of formula. In fact, there's supposed to be a funeral this week in New Mexico for Walter White. You think Breaking Bad was over? I'm glad Breaking Bad isn't over yet. I just finally finished my last episode. I did the whole marathon in 3 weeks. That was hard. 5 seasons in 3 weeks. Hardly saw the kids at all. But, whew, it was good stuff. But don't worry, for those of you that still haven't seen Breaking Bad, I'm not going to mess this up for you. But apparently the legacy lives on. People are making money on now blue meth. what is going on here. And many of you had asked me about the chemistry behind it. What's methylamine? What's all this about the purity? So we'll kind of talk about some of the storyline, and if this is really true. I mean, what is going on in the world of meth? A lot more common than you think. So as you can see, we have an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy. Oh boy, you can see I'm getting started on this Monday. I need some coffee. Never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting. Okay. Oh, you know what? There's, hold on a second. I don't even know where I want to start on this one. We're going to be coming up on break. Why don't we talk about, I apologize. Okay, we're going to hit this story. This is something I also want to talk about today. Apparently, there are new techniques. This is being reported by Fox News that could possibly halt the dying process, allowing resuscitation to kick in either quicker, longer, etc. So I want to go through this with you guys. I know we're going to be coming up on break, but apparently scientists have learned that death does not occur in a single moment, but instead is a process. So when people say that they've been revived, okay, they might not have been officially dead. The heart might have stopped, but they might not have died. How many of us have gone through skipped beats, heart might stop, and then it beats up again? Do you die when the heart stops beating? Do you die when cells start to die from lack of oxygen? But cells die of lack of oxygen while we're alive. So this kind of makes sense, okay? So they say here the death process, okay? Heart stops beating, but that could just be the beginning. Brain damage starts to occur from lack of oxygen. This can start immediately within seconds, but sometimes several minutes later, you start to see the programmed cell death from the brain. So somebody that has been underwater, not breathing, all right, I think they were able to resuscitate somebody who was underwater for 30 minutes without breathing. That's incredible. So we're going to just quickly review this and what they've been able to find and what they could do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. And we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 37, extension 130.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, we're not going to get too descriptive in this hour, but in the next hour we will. We will go through the stages of death, what happens with the skin and the fat and the bones. And so, if you have any kids listening the second hour of the show, you may not want to have them listen to this unless, of course, they're really all into this Halloween and mummification and all this gore and stuff like that. It's going to be pretty graphic, so we're going to be talking about that in the next hour. But for this particular story, we're talking about how some techniques could possibly halt the dying process. According to Dr. Sam Parnia, assistant professor of critical care medicine at State University of New York at Stony Brook, he said there was nothing at first you could do to change when somebody would die with heart stopping, etc. But now things can be done, and you could actually stop death before some of the final stages kick in, as opposed to it being a all or nothing. The heart stops. That doesn't necessarily mean you're dead. Okay? So they talk about basically Dr. Stephen Mayer, professor of neurology at Columbia University, talks about how when the heart stops beating, the process of death is just beginning. Then you have brain damage from lack of oxygen to the brain. This comes within stages. Again, we're going to be going into more detail in the second hour. Brain activity is affected, and then sugar stores start getting used up. Cells start going through their programmed cell death. Then Once you've been without oxygen, a whole bunch of signals start going into place. All right? Again, we don't know when some people die versus when some people don't. We talk about the 4-minute rule, losing oxygen for about 4 minutes. You could possibly die. People have held their breath, let's say, for 10, 15 minutes. I mean, incredible stories. I need to look up the Guinness Book of World Records. I think one was up to 17 minutes. I need to reconfirm that. All right. But that, to me, makes absolutely no sense because in 4 minutes, you're supposed to die. So I need to, like I say, research some of these cases. But I trust the Guinness Book of World Records. So whatever they say, I'll live with. All right. But some things that I'm noticing that some of these doctors or researchers are looking at is, what if you freeze a body for a certain period of time? Will that stop the cell death? Now, we know that people that are hypothermic, that had been found in frozen water, underwater, I guess it was a baby that was underwater for close to a half hour, hypothermic, was actually able to be revived years ago. You hear cases of this going, how the hell could that happen? How? Well, because hypothermia may actually stall some of these pathways to cell death. Now, I know some people are thinking, well, good, then just freeze me when I die, or supposedly die so you could bring me back. Well, not always. Okay, they still need to be in some sort of hibernation mode. But lowering that core temperature could possibly be protected. Now, according to this, they say studies have found that hypothermia could protect the brain by decreasing its need for oxygenated aborting activated cell death pathways. You got that? Anyway, there are certain limits, they say. And they've learned that successful recovery depends on how the patient is treated after the heart is restarted or the body is rewarmed. So we give oxygen. We try to rewarm the body. There's a variety of ways to rewarm the body. Peritoneal lavage, where you just insert a catheter into the abdomen and have warmed water, warm saline, I should say, go throughout the body. There's IV saline. That takes a while. Blankets takes even slower. So there's a variety of ways that we try to rewarm a body, etc. But then what do we do if we want to extend life? Okay, do we manipulate somebody by cooling them off? All right, do we, what type of things can we do, and then are they ethical? So this is going to be a subject you're going to notice that we're going to be talking about throughout the next coming years, as doctors think they could step in and manipulate or prolong death. Now, this seems just as revolutionary as years ago when we would induce a coma. You know, doctors would suggest, well, let's induce a coma. Let's put the patient into a coma. This way we could fight the brain amoeba like they did with that one child earlier this year. Or we could then work on their breathing, deal with their sepsis. Let's induce the coma so they don't die of respiratory failure. And that was something that shocked people in the medical community years ago until they thought, oh, you could do that safely. All right, what are they going to come up with now with the person who is kind of on the verge of death, maybe died? All right, yeah, and then what's the ethical ramifications of that? All right, some of us look at death as if God wants it to happen, let it happen. A lot of us in medicine go, wait a second, if we could help do something, you do something. Hence CPR, et cetera. You know, many people have written me about the concept of CPR and how that could be sacrilege in terms of, if the Lord wanted this person to die, then why are we interfering with CPR? For those of you that want to weigh in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, why would we want to, you know, same thing with abortion. Okay, you know, why are we helping something happen that's was meant to be something else? Right? And so many people of certain religions find the intervention of the doctor sacrilege, something that is going to anger God. How I've always looked at it, because I am God-fearing, of course, and I'm fairly religious, not as religious as I want to be, I've come to the realization that if the Lord didn't want that person resuscitated, no matter what resuscitation efforts we try and do, the person's going to expire. You know, like, for example, when my dad died, paramedics didn't get there in time. And so when it was time for him to die, it was time for him to die. My mom hadn't known CPR. Even if she did know CPR, they think that the coronary blockage was so so occluded that nothing could have done to help him. Yet somebody that comes in and is in the process of dying, us helping them, you're allowed to do that. Okay? If somebody is in the process of dying, the heart just stopped, and you initiate heartbeats and you keep them alive, as far as I'm concerned, they're not dead yet. So that's how I justify it. All right? But if it wasn't meant to be, and the Lord wants them with him or her with him, then the resuscitation efforts won't happen. They won't be successful. That's how I kind of justify it, because it's tough. You know, I don't want to think that I went through 11 years post-high school, right, of training, 4 years undergrad, 4 years medical school, 3 years residency, right, just to anger God. No way. No way. All right, I'm you know, here to do a job, okay? And I'm also, I mean, can you imagine, right, a doctor going, well, you know what, I'm not going to touch him. I know he's in cardiac arrest right now, but I don't want to upset the Lord. Sorry. I mean, can you imagine? You'd lose your license big time. Yeah, you know, we have had multiple discussions on the show about doctors using their own, you know, putting in their own two cents in terms of what should be with a life or treatment, etc. Like, for example, there were doctors that would not give birth control because they would believe that that was against their religion. They were Catholic, etc. Well, there were some of these people that were actually gynecologists. So people would come in and pay a copay, and then the doctor would see them and say, but I don't believe in birth control, so I'm not going to give it to you. And then the patients were upset because they paid a copay, didn't get a refund, that's what they went in there for, etc. I was always shocked. I was always thinking, well, then why don't they put a sign up saying we don't give birth control? You know, you don't want to take the copay, have the patient come. I mean, they're few and far between, but there was a report out a couple years back that we covered discussing that. And at that point, no, you know, doctors are supposed to practice fairly uniformly. All right. If they have certain beliefs, then we don't have to practice against our beliefs, but then you don't go into that form of practice. You know, we talked about that with abortion. I don't want to perform abortions. I don't. So I don't. Okay, that's how I get out of that one. This way, I'm not practicing something I'm uncomfortable with. I don't want to perform an abortion. I'd rather deliver babies. I don't want to end a baby's life. Whether you're pro-choice, pro-life, you know, being a physician, you do appreciate the stages of fetal development. And for someone like me, I wouldn't want to perform an abortion. I wouldn't. And so I never learned, and I'm just not in that field of medicine. So, for example, if there's a doctor out there that didn't believe in birth control, then they probably shouldn't be a gynecologist. They should probably be a neurologist, radiologist, etc., where you don't necessarily have to prescribe birth control pills. See? Makes sense? But, you know, wrapping this up, the whole ethical struggle and the scientific versus religious struggle that you may think doctors have, they do. You know, a lot of us, we go back and forth. I mean, I have no problem praying with my patients. If my patients ask me to pray with them, I'll pray with them. Absolutely. All right. But if my patient's an atheist, no, I'm not going to say a prayer if they don't want that. No. I mean, you know, you want, remember, you're also, I mean, you have clientele. Okay. And you can attract any clientele you want. And you, if you want to keep the clientele, then you don't tick them off. Okay. Simple as that. All right, guys, now we're going to move into Halloween. Haha, the best and worst candy for Halloween. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com. Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Halloween is around the corner. Many of us are inundated at the shopping centers and at the malls and at the Walmarts and Targets and at the grocery stores with Halloween candy. The worst time to diet. Absolute worst. People are coming to the office, dropping off Halloween candy, and absolutely, we are storing it for next January, March, April. Sometimes February we get enough candy, but I like to store these candy for long term whenever I need my chocolate fix when I'm PMSing. Alright, well, with all the hoopla, alright, we have some interesting, economical type of, studies and surveys going out. Like, for example, on Market Watch from the Wall Street Journal, they have here a report on America's favorite Halloween candy. Now, we know this is big, big for the National Confectioners Association. All right? Candy. And the amount of money spent on Halloween this time of year is such a nice economy boost for confectioners, people in, like the party stores. I live by a party city. And the line is crazy. It's like a 20-minute line. I mean, this is the time for people to shop for. And this is my favorite time of the year because this is where economy gets a little bit of a boost. Okay, there's seasonal hiring. Usually seasonal hiring starts around now. So this is awesome. All right, well, what are people buying? What is America's favorite candy? So according to this with Wall Street Journal, all right, we know that chocolate is huge. 72% of all candy spending on Halloween is chocolate. Last year, more than $12.6 billion was spent on chocolate in the U.S., which is 3.8% more than a year before. Now, mind you, I am stressed by this recession. I think many people are. Certain foods during the recession will go up. Sodas, alcohol, chocolate. All right? So these are not only recession-proof, they actually do very, very well during a recession. Okay, when we're out of a recession and things are good and we're spending money on the gym and gym equipment, not too much going to the chocolate. So chocolate is doing well this time of year. According to market research firm Information Resources, Inc., over 52 weeks ending September 6th, Americans spent $3.9 billion to buy 3.5 billion chocolate bars, bags, boxes under 3.5 ounces. And the 3.5 ounces is a standard size. The top two each accounted for more than $500 million in sales. Now, from a health standpoint, we always get nervous in terms of teeth, right? And we'll talk about that throughout the week. Right? We always talk about the teeth and the sugar and what the sugar does, et cetera. We talk about the high fructose corn syrup that are in the candy corns and the chocolate, et cetera. Many of you say if you close your eyes and you don't realize you're eating a candy corn, you think it's chocolate. Well, it's because of the high fructose corn syrup. You know, you can't tell an apple from a potato if you don't look at it. Same thing with candy corn and chocolate. I could tell though because of the texture and the melting and the coating on the teeth. Oh my gosh, I know. All right, and then of course the calories go up and high blood pressure and all that other stuff. But today, let's just kind of talk about the economics of it, okay? All right, let's just kind of get excited a little bit for Halloween. I don't want to always, you know, need the show to be a downer on health. So apparently, the 10th most favorite Halloween candy was Almond Joy. I'm not a big Almond Joy fan. I don't like nuts in my chocolate. I just want to eat my chocolate. Sales, I believe, last year was about 82 million. It was introduced back in 1946 from Hershey's. Apparently, it was introduced back in 1946 as a version of the Peter Paul Mounds chocolate bar. Peter Paul merged with Cadbury Schweppes in 1978, and about 10 years later, Hershey's acquired the business. In the past 12 months, the brand was one of just 10 to sell more than $80 million in that category. Now, why? When you get those bags, I think what did it is those bags that have those multiple different flavors of candy, Almond Joy's in it. I buy the bag so I could just pull out like the Hershey's or whatever, the Kit Kat, and then no, because there's Almond Joy in there. So what's left at the end in my house is the Almond Joy. But they're number 10. Milky Way comes next. $93.46 million. Milky Way came out in 1923. Mars had been selling the Milky Way brand since 1923. It was not supposed to be named for the galaxy in our solar system. It was supposed to be named after a milkshake. So that's kind of interesting, some history on that. Pretty popular candy. I get a sore throat when I eat Milky Way. Next, the Hershey's Cookies and Cream Bar, $100.7 million. This came out in 1994. The Cookies and Cream Bar came out. They say it is also one of just 8 brands to record sales of more than $100 million in the last 52-week period. All right, Cookies and Cream. I like the stuff coming back from the 19—here, Musketeers. Three Musketeers comes from 1932. They've hit $1.1 billion. Apparently, they say, I'm trying to see, I have no history on the Three Musketeers. But anyway, 1932. Wow. I know. Yeah, who'd have thought? Twix, 4 to go. The Twix is $116 million. We're not sure when they were introduced. They're from the Mars company. Then Kit Kat. Kit Kat has been around since 1935. It's boomed this year because it launched a co-promotion with Google. And I guess the Android operating system is called Kit Kat. I love Kit Kats. $306 million. And the reason why is you could split it up. Then comes the Hershey's bar, number four on the list of the top Halloween candies. Hershey's, $324 million. Hershey's chocolate bar was introduced in 1900. Wow. One of the oldest out there. So, yeah, I know. Hershey's so nice and rich. Snickers bar came back out since the 1930s. The Snickers bar makes more money, sells more than Hershey's at $456 million. Apparently, Betty White did a commercial with them. That helped to boost some sales, too. Then M&M's. This is interesting. M&M's has been around since 1941. They have now hit the 500 million mark. They're very popular in movie theaters as well. Second highest selling candy and the number one selling candy for Halloween introduced back in 1928 is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yep, $509 million in sales in just the last year. I don't get it. Don't be messing up my chocolate with peanut butter. Remember the 80s commercials, right? Remember the 80s commercials where two people would run into each other and somebody would say, you got chocolate in my peanut butter. You got peanut butter in my chocolate. And I'm looking at these two like they're idiots. You know, why the hell are you walking around with your chocolate? You should be in a corner of your room with all your teen magazines, your boxes of tampons and Midol like I used to in the 80s and sit there in a corner and just devour your chocolate. I never understood why somebody would be running around in the office walking around with chocolate, right? Okay, but I got to tell you, one thing that turned me off to Reese's was when I was in the 8th grade, I believe my teacher was Mrs. Kaput. Yeah, as in kaput. And she told us that years ago she got a bag of these little Reese's miniatures. And when she bit into them, there were worms in the peanut butter. And ever since then, I freak out whenever I see a Reese's. I have to break it up into multiple pieces to make sure there's no worms in the peanut butter. But that image, when I was 13 years old, freaked me out. Okay, but again, Reese's are easy to hold. They have the ridges. You know, when you look at these chocolates and when you look at these candies, the psychology behind it is extremely important. And we're going to be going into the next segment, the worst candies, the candies people hate. You want something that doesn't melt right away when you hold it. You like to be able to snap it like a Kit Kat. You like to be able to hold it and enjoy it like a Reese's cup or a candy bar. And it has to taste good. Interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com."
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So even though I don't like to talk about sugar and candy and, you know, getting off track of health and eating vegetables and fish and all that other stuff, I also need to protect you all, right? Because Halloween is coming. And if you decide to hand out celery sticks or gluten-free rice cakes, I don't know, you're probably going to get beat up pretty badly, or your house is going to get egged. You're going to get tricked, okay? That's why it's trick or treat. Got that? All right. So this website comes up with the 25 worst Halloween candies. Giving candies such as these is a sure enough way for you to get a beating by these kids. And again, it's all about protecting the listener. So ComplexCityGuy.com or Complex.com has the 25 worst Halloween candies. Now, remember, we just talked about the top selling candy, okay? The candy that kids want. This is the candy that gets thrown in the bag. where and you know, the kids look at it, and then they see you throw this candy right into the bag, and then they give you the look like you are a dead man. All right. Again, that, I know, that's why we always have grandma at the door. Exactly, I know, you put grandma at the door, right, because she has less years maybe than you do, so you think that you'll be safer. No, no, it's not fair. Don't be putting grandma in harm's way. Yeah. Oh, it keeps her busy. No, it doesn't. She gets egged. All right, so here we go. The 25th worst candy now. So we're going from not so worst to the worst. You got those butterscotch candies. Okay, even though you and I may occasionally appreciate a butterscotch when we feel like we have fish from our, you know, salmon salad on lunch, kids don't want that stuff. Then number 24 is Whoppers. Kids don't like Whoppers. It gives you kind of a sore throat. I don't know. Whoppers was more, I think, of an 80s candy. Then don't, for the love of the Lord, throw chewing gum in. Chewing gum, especially those cheap 1 cent gums, okay, kids realize there's no taste to them after about 30 seconds and they get ticked off. Then on this list, they have root beer barrels. I guess root beer, it's supposed to either taste like root beer. Kids aren't into root beer like they used to be, and they sure as hell don't want candy that doesn't make them burp afterwards. The reason why kids like root beer is because, one, it's in a cool bottle, and two, it makes you burp. So, no, it's not for the root beer taste. Next, peanut chews, okay? All right, most of us don't even like Butterfinger, so why would we like the cheap version of peanut chews? No, they don't like that. Not to mention allergies. The last thing you want to do is give the kid in the neighborhood anaphylaxis. Then you have those strawberry hard candies. They're in these geeky wrappers, right, that have the green and the red. Now, I love strawberry flavored, but most other kids are like, no, cheapo. Okay, then you have the Sixlets. Now, Sixlets, I guess, are these hard candies that I guess come in six. They're hard candy. You think they're going to break your teeth. If you or I are cringing at the thought that we may crack a tooth on them, don't give them to the kids. I remember this candy, the Mary Janes. I don't even know what it is. To me, Mary Jane just seemed like it was something from the 1940s, and it looks like the candy was sitting around the house since the 1940s. Mary Janes on the worst 25 candy list. Then these Tootsie Fruit Rolls. Okay, I think the Tootsie Rolls, right, came up with a fruit-flavored roll. Nobody likes regular Tootsie Rolls. Right? Tootsie roll. Nobody likes regular Tootsie Rolls. Why would they like the fruit rolls? Boston baked beans. I love these suckers. These, I do not know why they're on the list. I like their candy-coated peanuts. Those I like, but on a plane. When I'm hungry, what are those candied peanuts? Is that what the Boston baked beans are that we used to get on TWA? Yeah, those. But no. Kids do not want them during Halloween. Why? Because it's not chocolate. Now this, okay, nobody wants the peppermint hard candies. When I used to work at a Mexican restaurant, we used to always have these peppermint candies that we would give out. Many of you guys shoplifted off the restaurant you work at, bring them home, and that's the candy you pass out to the kids. Kids don't like peppermint candies. They don't want to make their breath smelling fine, okay? They want to just stink. Then there's, I guess, a candy called Crows. But what really stinks about this one is it's black licorice. And you know how I told you a lot of us don't like the black licorice taste? It sucks? Right. Okay? No black licorice. Then candy buttons. Candy buttons are cool looking, but it's, again, not something that we want in a bag when we're expecting chocolate. We're already at number 13 of the 25, and still no chocolate. All right, so rule of thumb, if it's some hard candy looking thing that involves work, they don't want it. Now, orange slices, okay? orange slices is on this list. Now, the orange jelly type slices, those kind of jelly candies, I used to love them as a kid. Again, but not for Halloween. Halloween is supposed to be when you get the candy that usually your parents won't get you. And these orange candy slices get stuck in the teeth. Kids don't like it. But what they really don't like are Good and Plenty. I don't think I've ever liked Good and Plenty. Good and Plenty looks like a handful of Xanax and Phentermine. It's very scary to these kids. Don't be giving them Good and Plenty. Then, now we're going into the worst 10 candies that people don't want. Candy corn, believe it or not. But even though you may like candy corn on your desk at work, kids do not want bags of candy corn for Halloween. So don't dupe them. Okay? And I think it's because they're sick of candy corn. Then, jawbreakers. Jawbreakers, to me, are one of the stupidest candies out there. They do. They hurt your jaw. They cause TMJ. I'm scared to death to put one of these in my mouth because I don't think my mouth is going to close. Then, wax Coke bottles. I don't really understand these things. I don't know what they are. They look cool. I've never seen these, so I can't really talk about them. All right. Then licorice bites. Again, nobody likes black licorice. Black licorice does not taste good at all. Then you have these wax lips. Oh, I get it. You don't eat these. These are wax. Oh, do you eat them? Wax lips? Wax lips aren't even candy. Oh, those are stupid. Nobody even wants those. Okay. Then they have something called mallow cups. I guess there's coconut in them or something. They're supposed to be kind of like a Reese's, but no peanut butter. Not sure about that. If you really want to tick a kid off, you throw raisins in their bag. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We're talking about what candy really ticks people off on Halloween. Don't be giving them raisins. Raisins mean you're trying to team up with mom or grandma, and they don't want that. Then I guess circus peanuts. These kids don't want circus peanuts. I had no idea you guys were even giving circus peanuts out, okay? But I got to tell you, I would rather see circus peanuts than, unfortunately, worse stuff like, I don't know, I guess licorice. And then finally, Nico wafers. I had no idea. Necco wafers? People do that? Are you kidding me? All right. So anyway, those are considered the 25. I don't know why Dum Dums weren't on there. There was no Dum Dums. What other candies are those very hard taffy chews? Yeah, you know what I would want? I would want some beef jerky. I would want some taco seasoning. You know, if you're going to do trick-or-treat, throw things in there you could use. Some cinnamon, nutmeg. Throw in spices. I could use some extra flatware. Put that in there. You know, a lot of times I have my period on Halloween, so throw in some tampons. That would, I think, please a lot of people. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.